Residents attending Piketon's annual Dogwood Festival were somber. Sean Walker says she was stunned by the deaths.
We never had nothing like this in Pike County. It's always been quiet.
Stacy Rose and Pamela Collins learned of the killings west of town around noon on Friday.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it's just awful. People going in like that, doing that to people.
Eight members of the Roden family were shot in what authorities say was execution style. The bodies were found in four rural Pike County homes. Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder said Friday afternoon that authorities were still piecing together details of the killings.
At this time, I can confirm that we have eight bodies in this county. All were adults except for one male juvenile.
Early reports stated that young children had been killed, but authorities say that information was incorrect. State Attorney General Mike DeWine joined Reeder for a press conference in Piketon.
This is just, you know, it's heartbreaking. I mean, the one mom apparently was killed in her bed with the four-day-old right there.
DeWine sent in state investigators to assist local authorities. So far, DeWine says, it's not known how many shooters are involved.
We have one person who is armed and dangerous, and there may be more than one, and maybe two, there may be three. We just don't know at this point.
At the Friday press conference, DeWine ruled out a murder-suicide. He says none of the fatal wounds appear to be self-inflicted.
The individual or individuals who committed this crime obviously are dangerous. We would advise people of Pike County certainly not to panic, but certainly also to be careful.
Authorities say the surviving Roden family members are receiving police protection. Sheriff Reeder says more than two dozen people have already been interviewed in the investigation. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Sam Hendren in Columbus.